Blog Talk Radio.
This is Antonio Sabato Jr., and you're listening to Start Dish Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to another episode of Star Dish Radio. My name is Joanne, your host. It is 8:30 a.m. on the Eastern Coast, and today is September 13th. I can't believe we're already mid-September. It's crazy. Oh. Our guest will be with us in just 1 second. Hang on, guys. Hello? Okay, hang on. Let me patch you through, okay? You're welcome. Okay, are we all there? All right, hang on. Go right ahead.
Okay, you're live online with Kate. Wonderful. Today we'll be talking to Dateline Kate Snow as she goes inside the world of kids today to show how they react in challenging situations when they think their parents aren't watching. Kate, thanks so much for stopping by.
Absolutely. Good morning, Joanne.
Nice to talk to you again.
You too.
You know, I watched a couple of the clips that you posted on Twitter, and I watched this morning on the Today Show, and
right.
I cannot wait to see the reactions of these parents. The clip that you showed this morning with when they knew this person was drinking and they got into the car, that worries the daylights out of me because I have a teenager.
Oh, tell me about it. Yeah, well, what we did is we set up a scenario. It was a reality TV show casting call, right? So these parents show up with their kids thinking that they're going for a reality TV show, and then we, of course, told the parents, no, we're actually Dateline NBC, and what we're trying to do is start a conversation between parents and kids all over the country. Would you let us watch your children and see how they react if they think that someone's been drinking and then they think that they're being told to get in a car with that person. The kids still thought they were trying out for a reality TV show. We had two actors in the room, one pretending to be drinking. And sure enough, the kids, well, I don't want to give too much away, but they did get in the car.
Right.
You're right. It's just so disturbing. But what we're hoping is what comes out of this tonight is we've talked to a lot of experts. We've got a lot of advice woven through the hour. How do you change that? Because really, it's not about the kids making a mistake. It's about parents and parenting. And what are we telling our children about how we need to give them the tools to get out of that situation, right?
Exactly.
What do they say? What do they do? And the biggest thing I learned from that particular one was you've got to give them a way to save face. Because in front of their friends, when there's a group dynamic going on, and in this case, they thought they're trying out for this reality TV show, they kind of felt like they didn't have a choice but to get in the car, even though we all know they did have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, they knew it was wrong, but again, not to make themselves look bad, let's just do it.
So tell them, for example, tell them I'm going to take away your license if you get in that car. If I ever find out you go with a drunk driver, that gives them, it sounds mean, but it gives them ammo that they can then say when they're faced with that situation, they can say, I can't possibly get in the car because my mom told me she's going to take away my license.
Right. Absolutely. And I love the other little tip that you said, the little coded text.
Yeah. Right. Give them a text that they can send you because you know what? Let's face it. Teenagers are not calling their mom in the middle of a crisis and going, Mom, come get me. That's just not going to happen.
No.
They might text you just something as simple as 111 can be your secret code. That means drop everything, come get me, no questions asked
right now. So now during this special, we're going to see how children react to strangers coming to the door.
Mm-hmm.
There are just way too many kids that, are home by themselves now because parents have to work. And that's a scary situation, somebody come to the door. You're worried all the time.
It's exceedingly rare that someone's going to come to your door and try to snatch your child. But these, are, again, are tools that they need. They need to know how to react to that potentially, you know, that rare situation where even more common is somebody approaching in a car and asking a kid to get in a car. So, yeah, we put it to the test. We see how the kids react, and then we talk through sort of what are the lessons we learn. And by the way, I don't want to give too much away, but one of the children in that scenario did a fantastic job. I mean, he just he wouldn't let him in, and it was the way he reacted was like straight out of Parenting 101, and it's because his mother had talked to him over and over again about situations, not just strangers. You don't just want to talk about strangers. You want to talk about situations.
Right.
Role play.
You know, I see so many experiences with other parents that I've seen, I should say, where they don't actually sit down and explain why they're not to do these things. They say, all right, I'm leaving the house. Don't open the door for anybody.
Right. Well,
and it's like,
and I'm
okay.
Discharge too.
Sometimes I've done it,
throw out those lines.
Right.
Yeah.
I've got
little 5- and 7-year-olds. Yeah. But yeah, we need to have, it has to be a conversation. And honestly, it has to start when they're little too. This is the thing I learned out of all, we've been working on this for months. And the thing I learned is, my kids are only 5 and 7, and I'm already talking to them about some of these issues. Even the drinking and driving, which you wouldn't think 7-year-olds are aware of, they're aware.
Oh, absolutely. They definitely know, because I'll tell, even my son is 9, and if we're somewhere and he sees somebody offer me an alcohol, it's like, Mom, you're driving.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah,
guess
you're right,
who,
I
guess
am.
Who they're paying attention to. Exactly.
Exactly.
Guess who's modeling the behavior for them.
Exactly.
The other one that was interesting, I don't know if you saw the clip on this one, Joanne, but texting and driving. So we had cameras inside cars watching teenagers, and no surprise, the teenagers are texting and driving and getting in accidents. Luckily, nobody
did
hurt
see that.
In the clips.
Right. Now, in the clips, those were actual accidents. That wasn't like
reenacted. Accident. No,
those
are real. Nobody got hurt, thank God. But if you want to see them, they're on the Dateline website or on my Facebook page, which is Kate.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing that we learned was, guess where they learned the behavior from?
Exactly.
We're texting and driving parents.
We stop at the stoplight and grab our phone. Right.
Right.
Or we're
holding the phone up to our ear. You know, we're distracted.
Yeah, this is definitely a special that parents need to watch with their children. And, you know, the parent, it's a learning lesson for us, you know, as well as them, because we're guilty of the behavior just as much as they are. So it's all about what we teach them. The one that I'm really interested in seeing, because I had this experience last year with my son, is the bullying.
Mm-hmm.
And how they react to that, because there's this whole snitch code thing and this, that
paddling versus telling, right? I think you'll be heartened, actually, by that segment. We had some really good reactions. The situation was the reality TV show situation again, where they thought they were trying out for a reality show. These were younger kids, middle school age kids. And we put them in a room to play a computer game, and we had actors, an actor bully and an actor victim. So they're just acting. But what would the kids do when they saw that? And the good news is, in most cases, they did speak up. They did stand up for the victim. I was really, really, as a mom, I was like, yes, thank God somebody is learning, you know. But we go through how to teach it, you know, what do you tell your kids about how to react if there's bullying going on? And bullying can mean so many things nowadays, too.
Absolutely. And everybody takes that term very seriously now. You know, it's not like it used to be back in the day where there was a bully kid. Bullying means something so different to kids now. Kate, your pieces are always fascinating, and I love watching them. Everyone, tune in tonight, NBC. Check your local listings. Airs 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Kate, thank you so much again for stopping by and enlightening me. I can't wait to watch it.
Thanks, Joanne. Appreciate it.
Everyone have a great day.